Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So when I was born on September 26, 1988, my grandparents and great-grandparents back in India didn't find out for 2 weeks, which is a shame because, I mean, look how perfect I was.
Did you laugh at that one, guys? This is Lily Singh, after all, a well-known comedian. But you know how, like, bad comics will constantly cue the audience to laugh at their jokes? Like, for every joke, they'll have something that says, "Here's the joke part of my statement. You can all laugh now." That's what Lily Singh's comedy is like.
Now, I believe stories make the world go around. You thought it had something to do with the solar system? Joke's on you, it's stories.
I guess the audience didn't get that her laughing at her own joke was the cue for them to laugh. That's why no one laughed. It had nothing to do with Lily having effectively no practice as a stand-up. But go on, Miss Superwoman. Why are we here today?
So when I was born on September 26, 1988, my grandparents and great-grandparents back in India didn't find out for 2 weeks. And it's not because the phone lines were down or because they weren't available. It's because there was a complication with my birth. And that complication was being assigned female at birth.
Oh my God, are we really going to have one of the most privileged women on the planet who is a millionaire with 14.9 million subscribers? Wait, I mean 14.7 million subscribers? That was weird. I wonder what happened there. But are we really going to let one of the most privileged women on the planet tell us how oppressed she is? I mean, at this point, I guess. That's how things work now.
You see, because my mom had been told that if she gave birth to a daughter, it wasn't worth phoning home about. After all, she'd already given birth to my older sister, and this time everyone had high hopes that she would do right and have a son.
I think she just tried to say in front of a Western audience in Palm Springs, California, that Western culture is the same as the Indian culture that she comes from. She does know that the West and India are different places with different values, right? There isn't the same discrimination against female babies in the West as there is in some of the Asian countries. I mean, in my personal experience, I've seen much more discrimination against people having boys in the West, like in this story, than I've seen of people getting mad that they got a daughter. Jeez, imagine being raised by these parents who sued a company because they didn't want you. I am sure they won't take that out on their kid at all.
I'm telling you this because although this is my lived experience, it's also the reality that millions of girls face every day across every culture and in every country.
Okay, so she did just totally try to convince people that America is culturally the same as India. That's incredibly dishonest.
So why am I telling you this heavy story? After all, I'm supposed to be a funny person. I have the nerve to come out here and hit you right in the feels. How dare I?
Don't worry. Your dishonest framing ruined my ability to connect with your story, and nothing you said was funny, so I wasn't caught off guard at all. Anyway, this is TED, ideas that used to be worth spreading, now it's just a bunch of woke propaganda. This speech features Lily Singh, a longtime YouTuber and former talk show host with two published children's books, and her speech is called A Seat at the Table.
Us girls, what we desperately want is a seat at the table.
So she desperately wants a seat at the table, whatever that think tank created set of buzzwords means. However, apparently her title indicates that a seat at the table isn't the solution for gender equity. There's that word equity again. Whatever happened to gender equality? Did you guys notice how they've been trying to change the language by changing the words from equality to equity? Those words don't mean the same thing. Equal means the same, but when feminists say equity, they always claim it means equality, but then describe situations that are equality of outcome. Equality of outcome means things like you get paid more for doing less work, or you're given things that you didn't work for because you belong to a specific identity group. Exhibit A.
In 2019, I made history with my late night show, A Little Late with Lily Singh. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, right. You mean the talk show that no one liked and was a colossal failure? That same talk show where you paraded around about how virtuous it was to hire based on the sex that someone was born as and not based on talent. Thank you for very publicly proving that doesn't work. Also, the fact that people clapped so loudly when she announced her failed late night program shows that the audience is full of people who are her fans instead of a general audience, which makes it more embarrassing when she still fails to land jokes even with her core followers.
Now, don't get me wrong. Gratitude is a great word. It's nice. It's fluffy. A solid 11 points in Scrabble. Okay?
What a success. Three people laughed at that one this time instead of zero like the solar system joke. Now, what I'm really tired of is all the social panhandling that goes on in the entertainment industry. People like Lily Singh are like beggars sitting out on a street corner pleading for jobs they haven't earned. And somehow, the begging works. They still get the job, and their behavior is reinforced. In Lily's case, she is the literal definition of a diversity hire who was hired because of the group she was born into, and not because she is actually good at the job she applied for. She even admits that.
I remember when this show came out, I remember all the articles because they looked practically identical. Bisexual woman of color gets late night show. I almost legally changed my name to bisexual woman of color. Because that's what people called me so often.
If you weren't a diversity hire, those headlines would have just read, comedian Lily Singh gets her own talk show. They wouldn't have listed your group identity, and you wouldn't have had to consider changing your name to that group identity. But please tell me how you're being oppressed when NBC gave you a comedy show when you aren't funny.
Now, unfortunately, the budget wasn't based on the importance or significance or historic nature of the show. It was based on the 1:30 a.m. time slot that we had. So, to say, the budget was small, the writing staff even smaller.
Oh, boo-hoo. It doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or not. Talent is talent. The creators of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia shot the pilot for basically nothing, and then shot the first season on less than a third of the standard budget. That show became a wild success, and it's still going on 17 years later. Hell, a lot of my most popular videos were created on garbage equipment before I even made a cent on YouTube. So would someone please tell feminists that giving people more money does not magically make them more talented?
And to do the first season, I had to shoot 96 episodes of late night television in 3 months. Who is right? To put that into perspective, that is shooting 2 to 3 episodes a day versus the network standard of 1 a day, maybe 2 on Thursday.
Another failed joke at the end of that statement and more excuses. Sure, that sounds stressful, but if you and your staff were actually worthy of the position, you would have figured it out and achieved some success with it. It is possible to create good narratives in almost zero time, because South Park does it. For more than a decade, South Park has made every episode in 6 days. That is way faster than the industry standard of 9 months for animation, and that show is still killing it 25 seasons in. There are tons of people in entertainment who pull off insane stuff, and that's why their shows succeed. Getting back to the original statement, though, about how equity actually means equality of outcome, which means the same results for different qualifications and different amounts of work, here's Lily telling people to give opportunities to someone before they've proven their worth.
So a true investment is one that values potential over proof. Because so often that proof doesn't exist for women. Not because we aren't qualified, but because we haven't been given the opportunity.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
In other words, if you're trying to be inclusive, don't give someone new a seat made of straw until they prove they deserve a better one.
Why? Men aren't given handouts like that, so why should women get them? Giving people opportunities that they didn't earn actually hinders their ability to grow at a skill. And didn't you say that you wanted to be treated equally?
What did I want to be when I grow up? I wanted to be treated equally.
Gee, that's weird, because it sure sounds like you want advantages, not equal treatment. I mean, consider this. She said earlier that women aren't being given opportunities, but NBC gave her a show for what seems like just because she falls into a particular category. The first season bombed, and despite that, they gave her a season two. So Lily, as a woman, how were you not given an opportunity? What potential did you show that made you deserving of the opportunity for a season two? Because the proof provided showed that you didn't have potential to be a success in late night. Maybe you would have done better if you listened to the feedback.
Now I can bring some much needed spice to late night. And sometimes I was successful. But other times, I would receive notes like, don't be so loud. Don't be so big. Don't be so angry. Smile more. And my all-time favorite, don't over-index on the South Asian stuff.
Oh no, guys. They told her to smile more. Never tell a feminist to be more pleasant. Also, did you notice that she yet again bombed another joke here? Let's hear a replay.
And my all-time favorite, don't over-index on the South Asian stuff.
Thank you to the single person who laughed at that joke. We appreciate your service. Outside of that, it sounds like the network gave her good advice. Stop being so loud. Correct. Simply saying things loudly doesn't make it funny. Smile more. Also good advice. And speaking of the joke that she bombed, telling her to stay away from cultural references that people wouldn't understand is excellent advice. If you want to be entertaining, then you need to stick to things that are relevant to and inside of the experience of your audience. You can tell stories about India to a Western audience, but only in the context of how it's relevant to their interests, beliefs, and personal experiences. Otherwise, they'll find your story boring. That's called knowing your audience. I can't believe that Lily doesn't know this. It's one of the most basic skills of entertainment. Though maybe I shouldn't be all that surprised. Not knowing the audience is why the vast majority of people fail in the entertainment industry, and it's also why most businesses fail. You need to know who you're selling your product to and why they want what you have to offer, or they won't buy it. This is also a basic conversation skill if you want good conversations, and it drives me nuts that so many people have zero consideration for the interests and the values of the people that they're talking to. But as for Lily, maybe that's not entirely what this is about, because in reality, all of this is a grift, and I know she doesn't actually believe in these philosophies that she's promoting. She's just saying these things because she's trying to network with some sort of exclusive club, or she's saying them because she's not talented enough to achieve her career goals without grifting. Now, before I get into this, I always make a point to give credit where credit is due, even with people I don't like. So I will say that despite that Lily is a terrible comedian, she is actually a really talented public speaker. Watch this. Here she is talking about seeing her grandfather after she was allegedly disowned for being female.
As fate would have it, the day after this monumental milestone, I was set to fly to Punjab, India, to visit my grandfather for the first time in my adult life. I was in the car, driving to his house. He was standing outside. I nervously got out of the car, walked up to him. He walked up to me. He looked me right in the eyes, and he raised his hand and decorated me with a flower garland, a gesture fit for people of importance.
Did you see that delivery there? It was really good. I would never have expected that she could misdirect the audience like that by pretending a negative event was going to occur with the hand raise thing and then surprise them with something positive. That was actually impressive, and multiple times during this speech, she speaks well enough to make me feel like she belongs on the stage as a public speaker, just not as a comedian. Now, do I think that she actually wrote that line I just praised her for? No, there's no way she wrote this speech by herself. I purchased and read her book, How to Be a Boss, and that book comes off like somebody with the mind of a fifth grader wrote it. I also purchased her new book, Be a Triangle, and it's not really any better. So no, she's not a good writer, but her presentation skills are actually decent. Back to the grift. Lily brings up this concept that I am sure none of you have ever heard before.
You know, a lot of my male mentors make comments and posts about box office numbers and salaries and titles and those dollar bills. So I thought, I'd chime in here. I learned very quickly that whenever I spoke of money, people got a little uncomfortable. Like the time I pointed out the gender gap in the Forbes list for online creators, a list I'd previously been on.
This TED Talk was done on December of 2021, which was 5 months ago, and feminists are still talking about the wage gap, the same wage gap that has been debunked for like 40 years and also gets debunked multiple times a year on the internet. Now, I'm sure they know that adults aren't dumb enough to believe the horrendously terrible signs of the wage gap, so basically they have spent the past decade promoting the idea to children to indoctrinate them before their brains are developed enough to criticize it. Take a look at this ad brought to you by ANZ.
Why does he get $5?
That's just the way it is.
No, that's not the way it is, and it doesn't work like that in the real world. For the millionth time, the wage gap is not less pay for the same work. The wage gap describes the median income of salaries across all jobs. When you add in more variables like type of job worked and number of hours worked, you'll find that women get paid less because they work fewer hours than men, take more time off, and they pick lower paying jobs. It's not because of gender discrimination.
It should be flat out illegal. Like, I'm not joking. I'm not being unreasonable.
I don't know about Australia, but in America, paying someone less money purely because of their sex is illegal. And it's been illegal for almost 60 years. The most disturbing part of this 2016 ad is that it wasn't done by some random activist group. It was done by a bank. Maybe that will tell you a little bit more about who's funding these movements that teach children false narratives. And of course, like all the other woke narratives, this false information instantly causes the kids to dislike each other.
What we're trying to tell you is that it's not fair that boys get paid more than girls.
Isn't it disgusting to watch the effects of a bank lying to kids like that? How could they do this and still sleep at night? Anyway, Lily Singh continues to grift about the wage gap.
I remember wanting to start a critical conversation because I saw this article and I was heartbroken. You know, the digital space had always been a place that I thought was without gatekeepers, and here it was looking just like old Hollywood. But let me tell you, the internet was not interested. I don't know how it's possible, but it literally felt as if Twitter leaped through my screen and body slammed me onto my desk. Now, the message was clear. You can be on this list, but don't try to start any conversations about the inequality on this list.
I am really sick and tired of feminists saying, I said this controversial thing and I got backlash, but then never address any of the backlash they got so the audience can't determine if the backlash was valid or not. Maybe there's a reason people are upset other than Lily suggesting they're evil merely because they disagreed. Because the reason those people are upset at Lily is not just because the wage gap is fake, but more importantly, they are mad because she is a millionaire who is crying about being oppressed because she's not more of a millionaire. How tone deaf could a person possibly be?
Why am I telling you all this? Well, because my therapist costs $200 an hour, and this is way cheaper.
You do understand that most people can't afford a therapist that's $200 an hour, right? Who are you to whine about finances? But just for context, let's look at some of the people she complained about being more successful than her. Markiplier and PewDiePie. Both of them are video game YouTubers. While I can't seem to find any evidence of Lily with a controller in her hands playing games despite having several video game sketches on her channel, she does have a chapter on video games in her book about Mario for the Nintendo. Here's the title page for that chapter, and oh great, she's holding the controller incorrectly. On Mario for the Nintendo 64, the D-pad does nothing. Like most 64 games, you move Mario with the joystick, not the D-pad. Then, when she describes Mario, despite the fact that she is pictured with a 64 controller, though it's a knockoff, she describes a two-dimensional Mario game instead of the three-dimensional Super Mario 64 that fits with the controller she was pictured with on the title page. It gets worse. After those screw-ups, she then said her Super Nintendo controller only had two buttons. That's wrong. Assuming that she was just talking about the face buttons, the Super Nintendo controller had four buttons. The original Nintendo controller is the one with two face buttons, and I can confirm that's what she was talking about because she re-describes her childhood on her late-night show.
Now, when you work as much as I do, it's important to take some time to relax. And when I'm not working on this show, I like to unwind the way any normal 31-year-old woman does. By playing video games. I mean, you can tell how old someone is just by asking them what their first gaming system was. You know what I mean? Like, mine was the original Nintendo. Growing up, I had that same game everyone else had. The Super Mario Bros. Duck Hunt Split.
Now, I know I just nerded out there, but I did that to point out just how little fact-checking and proofreading that Lily does to make sure what she says is correct. Think of where else that applies. And keep in mind, this was just the first page of the first chapter. Imagine how many errors I would have found if I read the entire book. Not to mention, since we're talking about knowing your audience, this book was obviously written for children. She is referencing games that were made before they were born, and not just that, but most of the popular Mario games outside of Super Mario Maker are 3D Mario games, so a vast portion of the audience isn't going to be able to fully relate to her metaphor, right down to the reference to time limits, which were super common in old platformers, but are almost non-existent in new ones. Remember how we talked about staying inside of the experiences of the people you're talking to? The more people can relate to your metaphor, the more powerful what you have to say will be. I know all of this sounds nitpicky, but these things really matter if you want to be at the top. PewDiePie and Markiplier don't screw these things up like Lily does, which is why they are way more successful than she is. Of course, Lily can't get this stuff right because unlike Markiplier and PewDiePie, she doesn't actually play video games. She is just pretending to play video games as a grift because she thinks it will do well with the audience. And just in case you don't believe me when I say that she's faking being a gamer for her book and her show, here's a supercut from a vlog of hers proving that she knows nothing about video games.
What if I wanted to play like an army-esque game?
Call of Duty.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is there multiple of those?
Yeah.
How many?
There's a lot of CODs.
The hell's a COD?
A fish.
Okay, as a beginner that was gonna play, oh, it's called Overlook? Overwatch?
Overwatch, I forgot what it
is. What is it called?
Overwatch.
Overwatch, okay, yeah. If we were playing Fortnite, the only game I know. What the hell is Cloud? You mean Kirby?
From Final Fantasy?
From what? He's making up things. What the hell is Final Fantasy?
I don't know.
So like I said, you can see that she's willing to pretend that she's interested in things like gaming because she thinks it's good for sales, and this is all a grift. Also, I know that she doesn't actually believe in the feminist stuff because she gives motivational talks that flat out contradict all the feminist nonsense that she says in this TED Talk. Remember how she blamed the failure of her show on the network not giving her enough money?
So, to say, the budget was small, the writing staff even smaller.
Well, here's self-help guru Lily Singh telling people to take ownership of their problems.
Yeah, the reason I'm so big on ownership is because I'm obsessed with efficiency. And I just feel like it's so much more efficient to take ownership for things than to not. Because if you don't take ownership for something, who's going to fix it? When you take ownership for a mistake or a decision or something you did, not even a mistake, maybe a bad audition you did, you are then able to at least work on it and improve for the next time. If you don't take ownership, like, oh, it was the casting director, oh, it was because I was sick, it was because of whatever, you've literally said, okay, I need to change nothing now. It's not in my control.
You can't control the size of the budget, but you can control how you use it. Where was this ownership philosophy when her show was failing? Remember how she made excuses for why her show failed?
And to do the first season, I had to shoot 96 episodes of late night television in 3 months. To put that into perspective, that is shooting 2 to 3 episodes a day versus the network standard of 1 a day, maybe 2 on Thursday. We did it all with a writing staff of about half a dozen writers versus the network standard, that's about double that.
Despite making excuses and blaming other people for her failure instead of blaming her lack of skill, here's Lily telling people to not make excuses.
I'm not shy to let people know how much work this takes. So if you're watching this and you're like, let me dissect this interview, like what are the tips and tricks? There's no tips and tricks. It's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of focused work. And that's the biggest message I can drive home is that, of course, there's practices and things you can do, but you need to stop making excuses. You need to put your head down. And you need to make a plan, and then you need to execute the plan.
Last, and certainly not least, because I was shocked to hear her say this, she even tells people to work hard to achieve their potential.
Because I do fear right now, with all the cute Tumblr quotes and all the, you know, the idea that you're special and you're worth it. Everyone's special and you are worth it, but you need to work for it. Like, it's not going to, a Tumblr quote of you believing in yourself is not going to get you success. So I also do fear that the opposite of that is letting kids know, like, yeah, get your sleep and get this and just believe in yourself and you're special and you'll get it done. Like, is that really going to get them success, though? It's that in combination with a lot of hard work. And I think that latter part is never told in a very straightforward, accurate way.
I actually agree. If only Lily was honest like this more often. But it's weird that you would say that to sell your book, but when it comes to Markiplier and PewDiePie, you imply that they just walked into their success because they are men. That sounds kind of sexist. And I still can't figure out why Lily is as successful as she is, despite not being good at her primary skill, which is comedy. She reeks of someone who only develops skill through experience and doesn't go home and practice the boring but important stuff. In order to be good at something, you need this kind of boring practice even in things like video games. When you play a shooter like Apex Legends, going from hitting some of your shots like this to hitting almost all of your shots in every situation takes tons of practice outside of the game with programs like AimLab. You can't just learn that by having fun. You have to do the boring stuff too. Clearly, she doesn't do this, or Lily wouldn't miss the mark on so many jokes. So I can't see why she's so successful, unless she is really good at networking. I mean, that is possible. Tons of her most popular videos contain celebrities like Zendaya, The Rock, and Will Smith. Let that be a lesson on how important networking is. You can have no skill in the thing people are paying you for, but still be a success in your desired field if you can learn how to surround yourself with the right people. I'm not saying don't have talent, but what I am saying is go out and meet people. Failure to network will destroy your ability to succeed. Anyway, the point is that there is no way someone who knows at least some of the principles of success like she does believes this stuff, because what she is saying is ridiculous. It has to be a grift. Probably a grift that allows her to be in that network that I just mentioned.
Basically, what this means is all the things men don't want to do are being handed to women.
Yeah, and men do all the jobs that women don't want to do. You would have to be incredibly ignorant or incredibly biased with no exposure to any alternative opinions to not notice the obvious counterstatements to what she just said. I don't know, maybe these people are that biased. After all, feminists have been saying nonsense like this for years.
It might seem a little strange that I, as a woman and a feminist, am standing here talking to you about men. The next thing that we need to think about is getting men to clean the toilets.
Men don't already clean toilets? Tell me, who is it that sticks their hand in the toilet to fix it when it gets clogged up? Is that men or women? Are almost all of the plumbers women or are almost all of the plumbers men? Now again, I genuinely believe that most people are smart, especially successful people, so I am too optimistic to believe that these mainstream feminists are this stupid. There must be something else going on.
And a lot of those things largely include things that advance inclusivity, equity, and diversity in the workplace.
Wow, you guys seem to be very careful to say diversity, inclusion, and equity in a particular order so it doesn't spell out the word die. These days, every time I hear those words, I think, oh, so you're one of them. You're a part of the establishment because you're using the same buzzwords they use to propagandize people. This isn't grassroots or speaking truth to power. This is a fake establishment AstroTurf campaign disguised as a grassroots movement. And you can tell it's fake because when Lily opened up the show talking about a seat at the table, the examples she gave of people calling for that were from establishment sources.
And I'm not alone in this mission. In fact, us girls, what we desperately want is a seat at the table. It's what every motivational poster, Tumblr post, Instagram account you follow, business card tells us success is a seat at the table. You see, my goal was always a seat at the table. It's what women are conditioned to believe success is.
Conditioned? That's a strange choice of words after you show the only source of this conditioning coming from mainstream news outlets and establishment shills like Elizabeth Warren. Oh, look, American Express, another bank. This is not a genuine movement initiated by the people. This is corporate propaganda. Grassroots movements that speak truth to power don't come from a bunch of multi-billion dollar corporations telling you what to think. And what is it that they want you to think? Well, it's the same thing that feminists have been saying for years.
Now, I've been fortunate enough to sit at a few seats at a few different tables. And what I've learned is when you get the seat, trying to fix the seat won't fix the problem. Why? Because the table was never built for us in the first place. The solution? Build better tables.
I see. It wasn't fix the table. It wasn't upgrade the table. It was build new tables that are better. And what do these woke groups always suggest before we build the new table?
I've decided that I've got no desire to be equal. I want to deconstruct the system that marked me out as different and change it. That's fighting for liberation.
Yes, we have to destroy the old one first. Gee, that sounds a lot like the Great Reset. Once we destroy modern society, you'll own nothing and be happy. So understand that when I hear them using these establishment talking points on an establishment stage like TED or NBC, I don't think they're saying them because they are too ignorant to know that the ideas are wrong. I think they know the ideas are wrong, and they're saying them for a reason. Clearly, Lily Singh has no problem with lying. She's been doing it the whole speech. Here's one more example of that for the road.
I have thousands and thousands of videos. One of my most disliked videos is why I'm not in a relationship. Yeah. A lot of the men at the table did not like me telling them why I didn't need a boyfriend.
The likes on this video are over 96%. That's good. You can even read the comments, and everyone here is agreeing with you. She didn't get ratioed here at all. The top comments are all positive. Compare that to this video, which is about her failed TV show, and now we can see her likes are much lower at 87%. Also, a number of the top comments are negative. That's a far more controversial video. I'm guessing that she was counting on the fact that people wouldn't have a program installed that lets them see the dislike counter when she made this speech, and she thought that she could use this example to make it seem like regular people highly disapprove of her not being married, barefoot, and pregnant, which is not true. Almost everyone who watched that video supported her decision to not be in a relationship.
The example I give in the book is I have major trust issues. I will openly admit that. Everyone watching is like, preach, girl, same. I know. You can all relate. But every relationship I get into, literally I tell them this exact sentence. I'm like, listen, I have really big trust issues. If you lie to me, I will not be able to forgive you. I'm telling you right now. That's why I'm single. First dates, that's what I say.
Gee, considering that you seem to lie all the time, I wonder why you have trust issues. Now, I don't know why everything happens the way it does, but I do know this particular sector of the industry, and I know how the establishment gets people to go against their principles and lie for them. It's not just the undeserved narcissism that all these grifters seem to have.
You know, it's funny. When I was writing my book, and I was sitting in my room all alone, I thought, oh my God, I think I'm really smart.
This is really hard for regular people to see because of the skill gap between the viewer and someone who does this for a living. But what I've noticed in this field is that a ton of people in the entertainment industry aren't very good at being entertaining, so they'll trade in their morals for success. I would love to say that it's only my opponents who do this, but sadly, grifters are in every part of the industry. Over the last few months, we saw Jack Murphy get exposed as a complete soulless liar, willing to say anything for money, and he was supposed to be on Team Anti-Establishment. So I don't know exactly why people like Jack Murphy and Lily Singh are given power, but what I do know is what allows them to be corrupted and convinced to do bad things for money. One is drug addiction, but more importantly, the social panhandling of, I'm being oppressed, please give me a show, from people like Lily Singh is an indicator of their willingness to be corrupted because they are begging. Beggars can't be choosers, and there's no such thing as a free lunch. When these people give you money in the entertainment industry, it always comes with conditions, and that's where your morality gets tested. Personally, I'm realistic, so I like to have my morals tested as little as possible. It's not very romantic, but I think we would live in a much healthier society if more people didn't constantly put themselves in situations where they have to make tough decisions. One of the ways you can prevent yourself from being morally tested is to be so good at what you do that you have options. If you do that, then you don't have to settle for a corrupt company because they're the only ones who will hire you. You'll have enough skill to be a part of a business that makes money without screwing people over. There's a reason why essentially all my videos are about skill building and removing pathological behaviors. It's so that you don't have to choose between doing what's right and surviving, because most people are going to choose to survive over morality. However, it's not impossible to put yourself in a position where making the right choice doesn't threaten your survival. No matter where you are in life, you can learn these skills and change your situation, even if what you're doing right now is not that great. You just have to get good at building skills, and everything will get way easier. Anyway, thanks for watching, follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.